The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome. Welcome, everybody. It's quite a delight, actually, to share this space and be able to meet in this kind of way. Even though we're all in our own locations, there's something special about it. And thank you, Frankie, for saying that you're from New York. I think all of us have our hearts going out to New York, what's happening over there. So this is meaningful for me that you're joining us here. So one thing I wanted to talk just a little bit about this evening is this whole idea of anxiety and fear. You know, it wouldn't be unexpected. It wouldn't be unusual. It wouldn't be inappropriate if this idea or experiences of anxiety or experiences of fear were arising. It can be in a little way, it can be in the background, or it can be in a big, giant way that feels like it really impacts our ability to move through our day, move through our life in a way that's supportive or helpful. So maybe I'll say this, of course it's arising, right? That it's, there's a lot of things out there. We're uncertain and the news is primarily about things that are not uplifting. There is a global pandemic happening. But what would it be like? What would it be like when you notice that anxiety or fear or anything in these families of experiences when they arise, what would it be like if you said, of course I feel this way. There's lots of conditions out there in which that support this to rise. It's not because I'm a bad person. It's not because I don't have, not perfectly awakened, or it doesn't mean anything like that at all. All it means is that conditions were in place for anxiety or fear to arise. Exactly how they show up in our lives is probably unique for each of us. But of course. And so can we stop thinking that we should be behaving differently? Can we stop thinking that we should have a different response? And instead, can we, as best we can, kind of have this attitude of course, yes, this is happening. It's not surprising. And not take it like as a personal failing, but instead to just acknowledge this is kind of like a recipe. When you put these different ingredients in and mix it up, this is what arises. You have the news like this and worry about that and having our daily lives disrupted and perhaps some of our usual things that we do to support ourselves and to take care of ourselves and our relationships affected. Of course, this is what happens. And somehow, can there be a care, respect, and honor for our experience? This is what's happening right now, as best we can. Not in a way that has us feeling overwhelmed and maybe spiraling in a way that's not helpful, but to bring some of our warm-heartedness, to bring some of our care to these experiences. Can we, in whatever way makes sense, can we care for them, these experiences? Can we care for that knot in the throat? Or can we care for that feeling in the belly that's like this uneasiness or tightness? And this is where a loving kindness practice can really help, can support us, both because loving kindness can help support a general feeling of well-being, which can help ameliorate or alleviate or diminish some of the anxiety and fear. And is cultivating some warm-heartedness helps us to extend warm-heartedness, that sentiment, that stance, that approach towards all kinds of things, all kinds of people, including our own experiences. So loving kindness in this way can be a tremendous support for us in so many different ways during this time. I heard Gil Fronstahl say, I don't remember, it's maybe a month or two ago, where he talked about this idea of holding, like in our hands with care and warmth, you know, our anxiety or our fear. I don't remember if he used this language, but in my mind was this idea of like maybe how like a little chick that fell out of the nest. Oh, okay. We don't want to squeeze it too tight. And we don't want to just drop it either. But can we hold it? Which allows us to, you know, see it and examine it and maybe understand it, understand something about ourselves. And also to help take care of it. So that then it can do what's or unfold in whatever way it needs to unfold. But it'll unfold differently, right, in this environment of care and warmth and respect. So this is one way as best we can. I don't want to set up this really high bar, this idealized way in which we should be working with things. And that we will find ourselves falling short or thinking like, oh, that's what other people can do. Instead, as best you can, just to turn towards this, any fear or any anxiety that might be arising. So, do some meditation practice to support the cultivation of loving kindness that makes it more accessible and easier, makes it a little bit more likely that that can come and support us when we need it. You can take an alert, upright posture. A posture that has some alertness, which can be supportive in terms of just falling asleep, but also a posture that has ease. And sometimes this takes a little bit of practice to find what is just that posture. So can we have some that has some ease as well as some balance? And that feels like it could be sustainable by the time that we're meditating together. And then just feel into the body. What is it like to be here now? If you notice some tightness or a little bit of discomfort, can you bring some warmth and care to that tightness or discomfort? Without demanding that it go away or be different. In some kind of way, of course, having those bodily experiences, we may not know why. We may or we may not. But things don't happen for no reason. So there might be a way in which you can adjust your posture, in which to bring more ease. Can bring your awareness to any areas of tightness or tension. It might be that with some warm-hearted awareness, it's a little bit of a shift in the experience. Might not be too. And then allow your awareness to rest on the sensations of breathing. Just feeling the in-breath, the out-breath. However the breath might be, if it's shallow or deep, be fast, slow, however it is. What does it feel like from the inside? Not so much thinking, but feeling, sensing the in-breath. What about an out-breath? What are the sensations of an out-breath? Nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just noticing the sensations of breathing. Now, what would it be like to extend or expand your awareness out? To have the whole body and maybe even just a little bit beyond the body. Maybe like a balloon or a sphere of awareness. It's natural that if we expand, then our awareness may get smaller again? And then can we just have it get a little bit bigger again in a relaxed, easy way? We can use this feeling of expansion, maybe a little bit of spaciousness. Maybe there's a little bit of a light sense of a light touch. We can use this to support us with our loving kindness practice. That is the sense of very lightly being aware, or touching lightly with awareness, maybe I should say. In the same way, that same approach, that same stance, we can take with loving kindness. So to begin the loving kindness practice, bring to mind somebody, some being for whom it's easy to feel love, to feel warm-heartedness, goodwill, friendliness, care, respect, benevolence, goodwill. Some people like to choose imaginary puppies or babies or kittens. Some people like to choose a teacher that's has had a big impact on their lives or supported them. Some people like to choose spiritual leaders. The criteria are beings for whom it's easy to feel loving kindness and warmth, and that you have an uncomplicated relationship with. To bring this being to mind, you might check in with the body and see if there is any sense of warm-heartedness or spaciousness associated with bringing this lovable being to mind. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, can repeat these phrases again with a light touch. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You're welcome to modify the phrases, choosing words that resonate with you or are meaningful. It's helpful to keep the phrases really simple. What is it like to do loving kindness with a light touch, with a maybe a tender way of doing the practice, in whatever way that makes sense for you? May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then can we include ourselves with this well-wishing, sending warm-heartedness to ourselves in the same way that we would say, of course, some anxiety or fear arises. We send some care, compassion to our experience. So we'll do this first with the phrases, and then with just radiating. You're welcome to do whatever combination of these feels right for you today. So to begin, bring up either a felt sense of how you are sitting in a chair, sitting on the cushion right now, or an image of yourself an image that brings a certain amount of delight. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. So you can stay with this practice, or if it feels comfortable, maybe drop the phrases and radiate or permeate yourself with loving kindness in any way that makes sense for you. If it's helpful, you can continue with the phrases. What is it like to saturate yourself with loving kindness? To marinate in loving kindness. And then can we radiate outwards to others loving kindness? We can do this with directions, radiating to all the beings in front of us, as far as you would like. Maybe it's you radiate, there's a sense of some light. Maybe waves. Maybe nothing in particular. Just a sense of radiating. And then to the left, how about to radiate to the left, all the beings to the left. And all the beings to the right. All the beings behind. The beings below. and the beings above. Can we send them loving kindness radiating out from us? Of course, sometimes our mind will wobble or waver, or we'll get lost in thought. Just very gently, simply begin again. So now, is there a way in which we can have this sphere of loving kindness that's radiating out in all directions? And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground, the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this practice of loving kindness, just this sense of warm-heartedness and wanting to, you know, show up for others and show up for ourselves, show up for our experiences as best we can, with some gentleness and care and respect. So it can be helpful to reflect on our experience and to share our experience as a way to help us integrate or understand it. And it itself is its own type of practice. So I'm going to put you into some breakout rooms while you'll be with, there will be three or four people. And it's an opportunity to talk about either this idea that I introduced at the beginning of saying, like, of course, to some of these experiences that we're having, as a way to acknowledge them and to appreciate that they're arising out of conditions and that we don't have to have different experiences than the ones that we're having necessarily. This doesn't mean to be complacency and that everything's fine, but the first start, the first response, or maybe the second response, after we have some initial, maybe one, is to recognize, of course, this is what's happening. So you could talk about that teaching, or you could talk about the meditative experiences or what that practice was like to do some loving kindness, starting with the phrases and then moving to radiating. So whichever feels would be the most comfortable for you. And if you could do some deep listening This is such an opportunity to learn from each other, that so many people have some wisdom, but without giving advice. We don't need to give advice. We just learn from people to explain or sharing their own experiences. So I'm going to put you into small groups, and it'll be an opportunity for you to talk. And and you'll have 13, maybe I'll make it 12. You'll have 12 minutes. So you can keep an eye on the time just to make sure that everybody has a chance to talk. Great. Have fun. Bye-bye. Wonderful. It's great to see everybody again. So we just have a few minutes. If you'd like to either unmute yourself and just say a word or two about what that was like, or put it in the chat box and I can read it out loud, or just to kind of check in about that experience. I'd love to hear from you all, like how that was.
It was lovely.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just lovely.
I see different people are smiling, so this is a good sign.
I was saying that it feels very nourishing to
do
this practice and share it with everybody.
Yes, thank you, Frankie. Yes, there's something beautiful about the sharing, I think, too. Anybody else?
It's kind of interesting, Diana, because it occurred to me, like before, I'd think, well, I don't know how to expand my loving kindness, you know. I didn't know how to visualize that. But, you know, with Gil's 7 a.m. Meditation, my God, it goes everywhere. So I kind of like think about all those people on that list, you know, and it's not, I don't know that I feel it physically. It's more of an intellectual thing, but it's like really amazing. I mean, it hits 500-600 people, and it's pretty wonderful to know everyone out there is doing this with us, you know. It's really nice. So thank you, everyone out there.
Nice. Thank you, Mary. Yes.
For me, it's about 4 p.m. in Hawaii. Oh. And I try to end my work day with these beautiful happy hours, redefining happy hour. And boy, I think it's really been really helpful. I'm a counselor, so I'm giving and sharing all day, and this is giving to myself, and everybody who shows up is just so incredibly loving, and I'm so, so appreciative you guys are doing this. I hope it continues in some capacity for
us
far away.
Yes. Thank you for sharing, Amy. And thank you for, you know, your work as a counselor. I can imagine, you know, there's a lot of need for that. So thank you. Thank you. Maybe one last comment.
I've just unmuted because it's 7 p.m. and the pot banging's going on. So I just thought maybe you could end with this one. So thanks, everyone.
Yay for pot banging. That's great. That's great. Where are you, Elizabeth?
Vancouver.
Oh, nice. I don't know if we have this in the Bay Area. I know this is happening. For those of you who live here in the Bay Area, do we have this at 7 p.m.? I'm out kind of like in the suburbs.
What is it?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's appreciating all like health frontline workers, healthcare, essential workers. So in Vancouver, it sounds like chimes with all like in the downtown with the echoing. It's quite beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's really connecting people and yeah. So this is what we've been doing for, I don't know, 6 weeks, seven, whatever we're at.
We should start that here.
Yes.
I have a balcony. I could get
yeah.
a balcony.
I actually saw them banging.
I saw in downtown Vancouver two seniors, I think they were both single, and they were serenading to each other with pots. I'm serious. I thought maybe something will come of it.
Oh, neat.
That's sweet. That's very sweet. Thank you for sharing that, Elizabeth. It's kind of a nice way for us to end, to recognize that people are appreciating, you know, all those workers out there who are supporting us in so many different ways. So wishing you, for those of you who are interested, Nikki will be doing happy hour tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. So the kind of the slot that Gil has been doing 7 a.m., Nikki will be doing happy hour at that time. So on YouTube as well as on Zoom. She'll be doing both at the same time. So it's wonderful to see you guys. And I wish you a wonderful evening and a wonderful weekend. And may you find some safety and health and happiness. So I'll unmute us all. So maybe we can all say kind of in a raucous way, say goodbye. And so bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Yes, bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Mahalo. That's nice.